The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare. Act 2, Scene 2. Venice, a street. Enter Launcelot.
Certainly my conscience will serve me to run from this Jew, my master. The fiend is at mine elbow and tempts me, saying to me, Gobbo, Launcelot, Gobbo, good Launcelot, O good Gobbo, O good Launcelot, Gobbo, use your legs, take the start, run away. My conscience says, No, take heed, honest Launcelot. Take heed, honest Gobbo, or as aforesaid, honest Launcelot Gobbo. Do not run. Scorn running with thy heels. Well, the most courageous fiend bids me pack. Veer, says the fiend. Away, says the fiend, for the heavens rouse up a brave mind, says the fiend, and run. Well, my conscience, hanging about the neck of my heart, says very wisely to me, My honest friend, Launcelot, being an honest man's son, or rather an honest woman's son, for indeed my father did something smack, something grow too. He had a kind of taste. Well, my conscience says, Launcelot, budge not. Budge, says the fiend. Budge not, says my conscience. Conscience, say I, you counsel well. Fiend, say I, you counsel well, to be ruled by my conscience. I should stay with the Jew, my master, who, God bless the mark, is a kind of devil. And to run away from the Jew, I should be ruled by the fiend, who, saving your reverence, is the devil himself. Certainly the Jew is the very devil incarnal, and in my conscience is but a kind of hard conscience to offer to counsel me to stay with the Jew. The fiend gives the more friendly counsel. I will run, fiend. My heels are at your command. I will run.
Enter old Gobble with a basket.
Master, young man, you, I pray you, which is the way to Master Jews?
Launcelot speaks aside.
Oh, heavens, this is my true begotten father, who, being more than sand blind, high gravel blind, knows me not. I will try confusions with him. Master, young gentleman, I pray you, which is the way to Master Jews?
Turn up on your right hand at the next turning, but at the next turning of all on your left, marry. At the very next turning, turn of no hand, but turn down indirectly to the Jew's house.
By God, Santis, 'twill be a hard way to hit. Can you tell me whether one Launcelot that dwells with him, dwell with him or no?
Talk you of young Master Launcelot?
And speaking aside says,
Mark me now. Now will I raise the waters.
Talk you of young Master Launcelot?
No master, sir, but a poor man's son. His father, though I say it, is an honest, exceeding poor man, and, God be thanked, well to live.
Well, let his father be what a will we talk of young Master Launcelot.
Your worship's friend and Launcelot, sir.
But I pray you, ergo, old man, ergo, I beseech you, talk you of young Master Launcelot?
Of Launcelot, an't please your mastership.
Ergo, Master Launcelot, talk not of Master Launcelot, father, for the young gentleman, according to fates and destinies and such odd sayings, the sisters three and such branches of learning is indeed deceased, or, as you would say in plain terms, gone to heaven.
Marry, God forbid, the boy was the very staff of my age, my very prop.
Do I look like a cudgel or a hovel post, a staff or a prop? Do you know me, father?
Alack, the day, I know you not, young gentleman, but I pray you tell me, is my boy, God rest his soul, alive or dead?
Do you not know me, father?
Alack, sir, I am sand blind, I know you not.
Nay, indeed, if you had your eyes, you might fail of the knowing me. It is a wise father that knows his own child. Well, old man, I will tell you news of your son. Give me your blessing. Truth will come to light. Murder cannot be hid long. A man's son may, but at the length truth will out.
Pray you, sir, stand up. I am sure you are not Launcelot, my boy.
Pray you, let's have no more fooling about it, but give me your blessing. I am Launcelot, your boy that was, your son that is, your child that shall be.
I cannot think you are my son.
I know not what I shall think of that, but I am Launcelot, the Jew's man, and I am sure Marjorie, your wife, is my mother.
Her name is Marjorie, indeed. I'll be sworn, if thou be Launcelot, thou art mine own flesh and blood. Lord worshipped might he be. What a beard hast thou got! Thou hast got more hair on thy chin than Dobbin, my fill-horse, has on his tail.
It should seem, then, that Dobbin's tail grows backward. I am sure he had more hair of his tail than I have of my face when I last saw him.
Lord, how art thou changed! How dost thou and thy master agree? I have brought him a present. How agree you now?
Well, well, but for mine own part, as I have set up my rest to run away, so I will not rest till I have run some ground. My master's a very Jew. Give him a present. Give him a halter. I am famished in his service. You may tell every finger I have with my ribs. Father, I am glad you come. Give me your present to one Master Bassanio, who indeed gives rare new liveries. If I serve not him, I will run as far as God has any ground. Oh, rare fortune, here comes the man. To him, father, for I am a Jew if I serve the Jew any longer.
Enter Bassanio with Leonardo and other followers.
You may do so, but let it be so hasted that supper be ready at the farthest by 5 o'clock. See these letters delivered, put the liveries to making, and desire Gratiano to come anon to my lodging.
The servant exits.
To him, father.
God bless your worship.
Gramercy, wouldst thou art with me?
Here's my son, sir, a poor boy.
Not a poor boy, sir, but the rich Jew's man, that would, sir, as my father shall specify,
he hath a great infection, sir, as one would say, to serve.
Indeed, the short and the long is, I serve the Jew, and have a desire, as my father shall specify.
His master and he, saving your worship's reverence, are scarce cater cousins.
To be brief, the very truth is that the Jew, having done me wrong, doth cause me, as my father, being, I hope, an old man, shall fruitify unto you.
I have here a dish of doves that I would bestow upon your worship. And my suit is,
in very brief, the suit is impertinent to myself, as your worship shall know by this honest old man. And though I say it, though old man, yet poor man, my father.
One speak for both. What would you?
Serve you, sir.
That is the very defect of the matter, sir.
I know thee well. Thou hast obtained thy suit. Shylock, thy master, spoke with me this day, and hath preferred thee, if it be preferment to leave a rich Jew's service, to become the follower of so poor a gentleman.
The old proverb is very well parted between my master Shylock and you, sir. You have the grace of God, sir, and he hath enough.
Thou speakest it well. Go, father, with thy son, take leave of thy old master, and inquire my lodging out. Give him a livery more guarded than his fellows. See it done.
Father, in, I cannot get a service.
No, I have ne'er a tongue in my head. Well, if any man in Italy have a fairer table which doth offer to swear upon a book, I shall have good fortune. Go to. Here's a simple line of life. Here's a small trifle of wives. Alas, 15 wives is nothing. 11 widows and 9 maids is a simple coming in for one man. And then to scape drowning thrice, and to be in peril of my life with the edge of a feather bed, here are simple scapes. Well, if fortune be a woman, she's a good wench for this gear. Father, come. I'll take my leave of the Jew in the twinkling of an eye.
Launcelot and old Gobbo exit.
I pray thee, good Leonardo, think on this. These things being bought and orderly bestowed, return in haste, for I do feast to-night, my best esteemed acquaintance. Hie thee, go.
My best endeavours shall be done herein.
Enter Gratiano.
Where is your master?
Yonder, sir, he walks.
He exits.
Gratiano speaks. Signor Bassanio.
Gratiano.
I have a suit to you. You have obtained it. You must not deny me. I must go with you to Belmont.
Why, then, you must, but hear thee, Gratiano, thou art too wild, too ruled, and bold of voice, parts that become thee happily enough, and in such eyes as ours appear not false. But where thou art not known, why there they show something too liberal. Pray thee, take pain to allay with some cold drops of modesty thy skipping spirit, lest through thy wild behaviour I be misconstrued in the place I go to and lose my hopes.
Señor Bassanio, hear me. If I do not put on a sober habit, talk with respect and swear but now and then, wear prayer books in my pocket, look demurely, nay more, while grace is saying, hood mine eyes thus with my hat, and sigh and say amen, use all the observance of civility, like one well studied in a sad ostent, to please his grandam, never trust me more.
Well, we shall see your bearing.
Nay, but I bar to-night. You shall not gauge me by what we do to-night.
No, that were pity. I would entreat you rather to put on your boldest suit of mirth, for we are friends that purpose merriment. But fare you well. I have some business.
And I must to Lorenzo and the rest. But we will visit you at supper-time.
They exit. The End of Act II, Scene II of The Merchant of Venice, by William Shakespeare. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.